Today, Farm to Ride with Thoughts, with an update on Utah's U.S. Supreme Court case on BLM lands. I'm Doug Busselman. Back after this. A recent news brief from the Public Lands Council directed me to the Utah News-Dispatch and an article sharing an update on the level of interest that the Utah case before the U.S. Supreme Court is drawing. A dozen states and a number of others have cast their amicus briefs into the mix, seeking to make the arguments that the Bureau of Land Management's heavy-handed control on over 18.5 million acres of undesignated land in the Beehive State just isn't right. One of the briefs, brought forward by Idaho Attorney General Raul Labrador, makes the point that state sovereignty is at stake when the federal government's control of unappropriated lands is in operation. The Attorney General makes the point that there is an agreement that the federal government has valid ownership to exercise enumerated powers for things like military bases, federal courthouses, and so on. But just controlling the lands that don't have an enumerated purpose needs another look. Those states getting involved in the case in one way or another include Idaho, Alaska, Wyoming, Arizona. All that makes a lot of sense, given the domination of BLM's presence in their state. Then it gets sort of interesting with the actions of Iowa and their pulling together attorney generals from Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Nebraska, the two Dakotas, South Carolina, and Texas to also advance the misplaced control of federal authorities. For Farm Bureau Agri-Thoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.